Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We're in the book of the Psalms, so if you find the Psalms about midway through the Bible, then turn to Psalm 149. We'll be reading Psalm 149 and Psalm 150, making thoughts of application at the end, and then closing in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you so much for the Psalms. And as we finish them out today, help us to grasp the emotion, the relationship with you that we can carry on today as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 149, praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of his faithful people. Let Israel rejoice in their maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let his faithful people rejoice in this honor and sing for joy on their beds. May the praise of God be in their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hands. To inflict vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples. To bind their kings with fetters, their nobles with shackles of iron. To carry out the sentence written against them. This is the glory of all his faithful people. Praise the Lord. That's the end of Psalm 149, a song, obviously, of praise for what God has done for his people, how God has protected them, how God has defeated their enemies. And finally, Psalm 150, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a fitting way to end Psalm 150 and to end the book of the Psalms. I don't know any way to take anything else away from this except praise, right? To praise him in music, to praise him with our bodies, to praise him with our minds, to praise him with our hearts, to praise him with our very lives. Every moment of every day, turning in praise to who God is and what he has done. You can read over these several more times. But consider, how are you going to praise God today? It's not just a Sunday thing. It's not just a music thing. How are you going to praise him, live for him, because of who he is and what he has done? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Psalms. Thank you, even in these short Psalms, the emotion and the praise that goes to you. Father, you are worthy of our praise because of all your character, because of all your works. I praise you. But Lord, help me to do that each day. Help me to do that each moment of each day, to live in praise of you so that you would be pleased and honored. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.